in spite of Jane's protest that Marge is not out with Baxter Fredericks this evening, Mrs. Fredericks is on her way to catch red-handed Baxter and the woman she believes to be Marge. In reality, the woman is an important customer with whom Baxter is having dinner and discussing business. This episode takes place in the Aces bungalow a few moments after Ethel dashed out with her chauffeur. Jane is frantic. Mr. Race tries to calm her.
If Marge had only come home with you, then we wouldn't have anything to worry about now.
I told you why she didn't come home with me. She didn't want to face Ethel and explain it was all a gag. Not tonight, anyhow. She wanted to wait till Ethel cooled off.
Oh, if she had only come home then we'd know she isn't out with Baxter tonight.
Well, I know she isn't. She told me she wasn't going out with him. That's good enough for me. Don't tell me you're going back on your best friend after the way you stood up for her in front of Ethel. Don't tell me you think she's out with Baxter tonight.
Me? My best friend? How can you say that?
Well,
didn't she tell me her date with Baxter was off?
Yes.
Her word's good enough for me. If she were here now, I could be sure.
Jane, now that's no way to talk. I was proud of you the way you spoke up to Ethel a little while ago when she started berating Marge.
You were?
Sure I was.
He let her have it, didn't I?
Yes, indeed. Especially when you said, says you.
And did you lie, sir?
Mm-mm.
Well, I was mad. I didn't care what I said. I wasn't going to take any of her back lip as if Marge was the skin of the earth. If Marge says she wasn't going out with Baxter, that settles it as far as I'm concerned. And I hope Marge tells her a thing when Ethel comes busting in there tonight.
In where?
When Ethel finds her in back... Oh, there, I said it. You see, that's what I'm really thinking.
Well, that's a fine thing to think.
Oh, if she were only here now, we'd be sure, wouldn't we?
Well, I am sure.
Oh, I am too, sir.
Oh, sure. You certainly sound like it. Look, if you're not so sure, why don't you call Marge up at the office? She said she's going back there to work this evening after she eats.
You mean spy on her?
It's not spying. It's just easing your own mind. You're so in doubt.
Oh, no, I'm not. I only said if she were here, it would prove it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You better go ahead and call her up.
Oh, I see. You're beginning to believe she's not there.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, dear. Well, all right. Just to prove it to you, I will.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
But you don't have to prove it to me, though.
Oh, the idea of you thinking she wouldn't be there.
Me? I'm not the one that...
If she says she's working, she is.
Now, look, you've turned this whole thing around. You're the one that said...
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Jane.
Oh, how do you do? It's the major.
What?
I say, I haven't seen you or heard you, major. How you been, old girl?
Oh, all right. How are you, Mr. Jackson?
Get to the point. What are you doing? Is she there or isn't she?
Of course she is. Mr. Jackson, let me speak to Marge, please.
Marge? Mm-hmm. She's gone, old girl. She left sick. Then she was off for dinner.
Oh.
What is it, Jane?
Thank you. Then you call her. I'll wait.
All right. No. I
say
she left sick. Then she was off for dinner.
Oh, hello, Marge?
No. Can't you hear me?
How are you?
Well, I'm quite sick, but I say Marge isn't here.
That's good. Are you working hard?
Of course I'm working hard. I have worked this hard all day. Can't you hear me? Marge is not here.
How late are you going to work, Marge?
Well, I should say I'll be here this... Look, this is not Marge. Do I sound like Marge?
Oh, that late?
Mrs. Ace, if you're trying to pull my leg, if you think that... you see, I...
What did you say, Marge?
I said this was not Marge.
Well, come home as early as you will, Marge, please.
Well, this is some ghastly joke you're perpetrating. I failed to see the humor of it.
Not too late now, Marge. We'll be waiting up for you. Bye then, Marge. Now, don't forget, be home early.
There. Are you satisfied?
Oh, yes,
you
dear.
You don't look it.
Yes, dear, I am, but are you... Now you don't think Marge is out with him, do you?
I didn't all along. I told you that she told me she was going to eat downtown and go back to the... Is that somebody at the door? Who is it?
It's us.
Marge.
It's Marge.
Well, who were you just talking to?
Oh, Dale, this is service. You got home earlier than you said.
What was the idea of that conversation you just had?
Oh, I was talking to Mr. Jackson. I didn't want you to think that she wasn't there.
You didn't want me to think
it. Oh, Marge, am I glad to see you.
Why, Jane, honey, what's the matter?
Hello, Marge.
Well, hello, Jane.
Oh, how happy I am to hear those words. Just those three little words. Hello, Jane. Marge, you're a sight with sore eyes.
Now, Jane, what's this all about?
It's about nothing, Marge. She's upset. She had a run-in with Ethel. Oh, that's something, too. Ethel's on her way now to catch Baxter having dinner with some woman.
Well, I'm back here.
Yes.
The woman.
Hello, Marge. You're really here, aren't you?
Of course I'm here. What is all this?
Listen, Ethel just barged out of here threatening to catch you and Baxter. Only it's not you.
Me and Baxter?
Yeah.
Well, of course it's not us.
Of course it's not. Now, the question is, who is it?
Oh, why do we care? Just so it's not Marge. Oh, Marge, I'm so glad you're here.
Jane, you didn't think it was I.
Me, I should say not. Think that about my best friend. Let me tell you a thing.
You don't have to tell Marge anything. I've heard about enough for tonight. Now, we're out of this mess from here on out. We started it as a joke, but it's getting serious now. We're washing our hands of everything. You understand that, Jane?
Hello, Marge.
Will you?
Oh, no. How long is that going to keep up?
Oh, it's just that I'm so happy you're here,
now,
Marge.
Who is this? If this phone call is more trouble.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Is this you, Mr. Dave?
No, this is Marge.
Well, I just wanted to... Oh, please, don't stop that again.
What?
I said Marge is not here.
But this is Marge. Is that you, Mr. Jackson?
Yes, and I want to... who did you say this was?
Marge, what's the matter with you?
I don't know. Is Mrs. Ace there?
Yes, you want to talk to her?
No. Now look, did she or did she not just call me and ask for Marge?
Well, I don't know. I'll ask her. Jane, did you call and ask for me? Oh, yes. Yes, she did, Mr. Jackson.
Just a minute. Did I hear her talking to you over this phone?
No, I haven't been there. I just got here.
I knew it. I must fly down now. I'll send...
Oh, Mr. Jackson.
What is the matter with him?
Hello, Mr. Jackson.
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't know. What's gotten into him? He sounds so queer.
Oh, that's the more of Jane's doing. She was trying to find out if you were at the office, and when you didn't answer, she...
Oh, I'll answer it this time, Mark.
No, it's the door. Sit down, Jane. You've done enough damage for one evening. Now, we're going to sit down to dinner and try to forget this whole thing.
Hello, Mark.
Good evening, Mr. Ace.
Baxter.
Well, what's this all about?
Come on in here, you.
Yes, dear, I'm coming.
And make it snappy.
You're hurting my arm, Baxter.
Oh, I am. Isn't that just too bad? Hello, Jane. Hello, Marge.
Hello.
Hello, Baxter. And I hope a certain person notices I didn't say hello to her.
Yes, indeed she does. And I don't blame you. But that certain person has some apologizing to do.
Oh, no, I don't think that's going to be necessary, Baxter.
It certainly is. You wouldn't deprive me of the happiest moment of my life, would you? I've been saving for this for 8 years, and not until tonight. Until my wife broke into Miss Henderson's apartment and spoiled one of the biggest deals I ever contracted, did I realize what I've been up against. Well, she and that stupid detective of hers just cost me a cool $10,000 a year income, that's all. If Miss Henderson hadn't been the lady she is, she would have had her and me thrown into jail. But she didn't. She just politely asked me to pick up my contracts and clear out. Why, the scandal this could have been. And her going to be married this week. That's what I've been up against all these years. Only it took tonight to prove it to me. Now, you speak your little piece.
Well, yes, dear.
And speak it loud.
Yes, well, I'm sorry I caused anybody.
Louder.
I'm sorry I caused anybody any inconvenience, and I'm sorry I suspected you, Mom.
I think nothing of it. It was my fault to let myself...
Quiet, she's not finished. Now to Jane.
What?
She has a little piece for you too, Jane.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sorry, Jane.
And it won't happen again?
No, dear.
Well, tell her.
It won't happen again.
Louder, Ethel.
Quiet. She's not finished.
Yes, dear. I mean,
I'm sorry I troubled you about this, and I'll try to make it up in some way.
How?
Jane, will you please?
Well, that's that. Now, is everybody satisfied? Gee, do you want some more apologies? Just say the word and I'll turn on some.
No, Baxter, I think she's made it quite clear. Well, congratulations, Baxter. Glad to see you come into your own.
And I'm going to stay there, too.
Add up, boy.
I'm tired, Baxter. Let's go home.
Yes, sir.
Baxter!
Oh, okay. Come on. And you can get me my dinner now.
Yes, dear.
That's another thing you spoiled. Not only a big contract, but I haven't had my dinner yet.
I'll have to get up so fast.
We'll see that you do.
Well, it's like I always say, time wounds all heels. And if there ever was a heel, he did.
Jason finally did manage to straighten out the Frederick. But a new problem presents itself when next we meet the Easy Aces.